Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Lucy Porter, and am I being unreasonable to use a toilet brush?
No, you're not, Lucy. I love toilet brushes. I'm Asma Mir, and I'm definitely not being unreasonable to think that cornflakes just taste different these days.
They do, don't they? They're just not the same. This podcast is your definitive guide to one of the UK's most loved and lauded forums, courtesy of Mumsnet.
And Lucy and I come together every week with the help of celebrity and expert guests to celebrate Am I Being Unreasonable and its users.
Sounds more than reasonable to me. And we're back with another thrilling episode of the ABU podcast, and I really cannot wait to get stuck into this week's subject.
Oh yes, today we relay the Mumsnet users' most embarrassing moments they were generous enough to post on the forum. They were also kind enough to share the most ridiculous arguments they've overheard, and let me tell you now, they are ridiculous, and there are more fantastic stories of shame by pet.
Oh, I love those. And our A-list adjudicator takes the form of journalist Robin Wilder. Now, to start us off, this is a thread that we had to read through our fingers. It's so painful. Prepare to clench buttocks now. The original poster said, "Tell me you've had worse. Walking home, the spoke of a man's umbrella knocked my wig off. Right by the traffic lights. Someone wound his window down to shout, 'I think you've dropped something, love.'" Okay, it seems funny now, says why the poster. That, yeah. So I'm really glad she managed to see the funny side of it.
But why is there always a man who says that?
Yeah.
Always. And always in that accent as well. Yeah. It's so annoying. Anyway.
It's me. I go around just, that's how I spend my days. This I love, so relatable. Someone put, "Told my mum about this thread and she's requested I contribute." So she's, because it is a good one. She's requested I contribute that once she tried a pair of white trousers on in Debenhams.
Oh, God.
She got into them, couldn't get out and had to be cut out of them by two staff members wielding scissors. She has never gone back. Oh, God, I've been stuck in a dress.
I've been stuck in dresses.
Yeah.
And you just want to cry, don't you?
I know.
You actually want to cry.
I've had to be helped out by, they didn't actually have to cut it. That's why I love that one, having to be cut out. Like, you've been an actor. Thank you so much,
how
that poster's mum.
How did she get into them as well? I love that. She got in but couldn't get out. I just kind of think, you know, if you're like, if you think, I'm having trouble getting in, just stop.
I know, but stop. I didn't. When I was putting this dress on, I knew it was going to be trouble. And I was like, oh, this is really not big enough for me. But you want to believe, don't you? You just want to believe that it'll be fine. Once I get it on, it'll be fine.
It'll be fine. Yeah, yeah. I'll just wear this out. Yeah, just scan it. I'm wearing it out.
Yes, I'm wearing it over my head with my arms trapped in it. Yes, that's how I'm going to. Yes, I'm showing my knickers. Yes. What of it? Just scan it. I shall pay for it. Thank you.
My father, aged 67 at the time, refused to speak to my mum for a week because she said he didn't look like Paul McCartney.
That's adorable.
That's dads everywhere. That is. They just, well, that, you know what? That's just my dad, actually.
Because you don't look like Paul McCartney.
Yeah, sorry, love.
I mean, Paul McCartney doesn't look like Paul McCartney anymore. He looks like my Auntie Vi.
It's the ABU A-list adjudicator of the week.
Joining us now as our A-list adjudicator, it's the brilliant journalist Robin Wilder. Hello, Robin.
Hello.
Am I being unreasonable to ask how to tactfully get out of going to a hen night strip show?
But what makes it worse is when you're like on the periphery. Mm. So it's like a friend of a friend is having a hen do. So you know, you're just trailing behind all these women with sort of penises on their heads, and it's just the worst.
Yeah, if your heart's not in the penis, then it's embarrassing, isn't it? And now, regular listeners will remember a few weeks ago we started a thread asking ABU to ask when your pet has embarrassed you. And we were not disappointed with the volume or the quality of the results, even though I've got to warn you, some of them quite graphic in a sexual way.
So now, we said at the time that we would have to revisit this, and now is that time.
Oh, so here we go.
My neutered boy cat liked to dry hump blankets, to armour the sofa, etc. One day my parents-in-law came to visit, and while I'm talking to the mother-in-law, he got on the back of the sofa behind her head and started humping it. Luckily, the sofa, not the mother-in-law, I struggled to keep a straight face while making conversation.
There's nothing funnier than a humping dog.
The Am I Being Unreasonable podcast by Mumsnet in association with Silent Pool Gin. Cheers.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.